Hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. I'm going to share with you another bit of gold today from the very extraordinary Hans Urs von Balthasar, one of the greatest theologians of the last few hundred years, as I mentioned in a previous episode. Now, listen to this quote. It really describes a lot about what's happening in your work every day. He says this: "We do not build the kingdom of God on earth by our own efforts, however assisted by grace. The most we can do through genuine prayer is to make as much room as possible in ourselves and in the world for the kingdom of God so that its energies can go to work." Okay, a couple of points on this. First thing is just to bring you back to the centrality of prayer underpinning all of our vocations. Prayer isn't this kind of optional thing that sort of really holy people do, or priests or religious or monks or sisters get to do. It's inherent to all Christian vocation. It's central to the work we do. My vocation, your vocation. So as a Catholic educator, this experience of prayer, this decision to make time for prayer, is truly central to your vocation. So one of the things I've observed over many years with Catholic education around the world is the sheer busyness that everybody's going through. There's so much happening. There's so much coming at us all the time that people are like, "Jonathan, you know, you're right. I agree. But how do I get the time?" You know, Peter Kreeft has this great quote where he says that lack of prayer is the cause of lack of time. I always liked that quote. Lack of prayer is the cause of lack of time. We always think it's the other way around, that lack of time is what causes our lack of prayer. I guess what he's reminding us is that if we put prayer first, then we do tend to get sort of a greater sense of what's important and what matters in our daily vocation. Now, the other things I want to say about this quote, I remember how von Balthasar said, you know, we make as much room as possible through genuine prayer. And if we make that room, the kingdom of God has its own energies that can then go to work. I was struck by the thought of Mary. You know, the ancient church used to refer to Mary as the Theotokos, the God bearer. I always loved that line, the God bearer, the one who bears God. When you listen to that von Balthasar quote, it's almost a reminder that we're called to make space within ourselves, like Mary did, by saying yes to God, yes to prayer. We make space through which the kingdom of God can come into us and then undertake its work in the world. I think that's really quite a beautiful reflection, that as we make space the way that, like Mary did, that we can really begin to undertake and create wonderful things in our vocation. And these are small things. Like I always say to people, it's not that you're necessarily going to start a new religious order or write some global changing book. You might do that. It's more the small interactions, the small ways you interact with students, the small breakthroughs and wins that you get with students and colleagues and parents. In the eyes of God, those things are incredibly precious. So I just want to call you back to that today. I want to call you back to making time for prayer. It's hard, as regular listeners know. I've got three young children, crazy travel schedule, complex business stuff. I do a lot of physical training too, so I'm under a lot of pressure. But I fight every day to make time for this prayer. And look, and the last thing is, we talk about making this room, you know, so that the kingdom of God can come. Doesn't that remind you of the Our Father, you know, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done? As we pray, that's what we're calling into life. That's what we're calling into action. So I just want to say to you that if you make time for prayer, then God is going to be working powerfully in your vocation. Don't try and do this on your own. It is the fast track to burnout. Make time each day to be with God. I'm Jonathan Doyle. I hope that's a blessing to you. Hopefully you'll have some links you can check out here. You can find me on Instagram. You can book me to come and speak at your diocese, your school, work with your staff, your students. Please check out the Going Deeper program. Go to beingcatholic.com.au. Check out the Going Deeper program. It's an awesome formation program for you, for the teachers at your school. But that's it for today. I'm Jonathan Doyle. All you need to do now is go and make some space, make some time for prayer so that God can bring the kingdom into the world through the space that you make. And I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.